This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, launching into the third hour of this live Saturday edition of the program. You're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you're just tuning in, we have been talking about a study by the AP, and I believe it was
Poll.
The NORC Center. Anyway, poll study. Okay, yeah, I guess poll's the right word for that. Anyway, they found that Americans are, not surprisingly, really frustrated with the various different levels of government, with their political parties, with their choices in the 2016 elections. And, of course, they're also frightened to death of the government, as we've been hearing from some of our callers tonight. We talked about secession as a possible solution, and one guy believes they're going to pull all the troops home from all of the countries that are occupying in the world and invade whatever state decides to secede. Seems kind of unlikely that they would do that much, but who knows what their response would be. So some people are deciding that the best solution to the problem of the U.S. government is to get out, and there's now near record numbers of Americans. The record, I believe, was last year, but very close to last year's numbers are leaving the United States and renouncing their citizenship. We'll tell you more about that on the way here. It's Ian and Mark in the studio on this live Saturday edition. You can join us. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. We go to the phones to the fun. Sarah is in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, so the federal court judge has finally decided, and it's a green light to build the rapid transit here. And, I have been tortured with them fighting back and forth for the last 2 years. I've felt like I was getting a hole in my stomach from hearing about this fighting back and forth. And I was so stressed out that I would have to go out and vote for it this November. It was going to be on our ballot because there
are politics is a stressful thing, isn't it? I mean, it's it can be very stressful knowing that there's another group of people out there that wants to tell you how to live, that wants to get in control of your life.
It's ultimately a threat, isn't it?
I mean,
you can't do what you want to do because
right.
Somebody else has said you can't. And you know, even if you're not harming anyone else, they say you can't,
in this case,
throw you in jail.
Sarah's the one who's one of the ones who wants bigger government. She wants more government programs. This would be some sort of federally funded, partially locally funded rapid transit, as you called it. And a lot of people,
which are pretty ineffective, pretty much every, you know, public transportations. It depends on the metro, but there's very few places where it really works.
A lot of the people there in Albuquerque, especially the business owners and the folks who commute down this particular area where it's a fairly busy thoroughfare where they're planning on putting this thing in, are not happy about this. They have created quite a bit of opposition, have filed, I believe, at least one lawsuit in this case.
Two lawsuits. And it was actually, I think, in a lower federal court. And they were in court, battle in court for at least 2-3 weeks. And they were collecting 12,000 signatures also to put it on the ballot in November. But that's out of the question because the judge has already decided. So, you know, this was causing me a lot of anxiety, you know, a lot of stress because I always had to feel like I have to make phone calls. I wrote a letter and to the counselors about the support of the art. You know, I was obviously calling in favor of the project on this show. You know, if there was like 5 people listening in New Mexico,
Oh, you've got more people than that listening to Kiva down there in Albuquerque.
Yeah, and it's one thing's for sure, Sarah, is you know, the people that are most vocal are the ones that get represented in government. Those of us who go out and you know, we work 9-to-5 jobs, or you know, even longer than that if you're in America.
Right. That's the nice thing about being Sarah is she's on welfare, so she's got nothing better to do with her time than to lobby representatives and call talk radio shows, which is one of the reasons why I guess you know government grows, because when government subsidizes lifestyles like Sarah's, then it's, of course, going to get the support of people like Sarah who are going to want to continue the subsidies and who have nothing but time on their hands in order to lobby for those things while the rest of us are actually working and trying to, you know, feed ourselves, feed families, keep the bills paid, that kind of thing. But you don't really have to worry about very much of that, Sarah, right? Because you're basically just living off the, you know, living off the taxpayer.
Well, then plus I don't have enough money to own a car, so I am an avid bus rider. I mm-hmm. ride the bus every other day, sometimes on
how many people
buses.
Are on it?
So, you know something? I only have, like, maybe $350 left over after.
I don't think she heard your question.
How many people are generally on the bus when you ride it, Sarah?
Well, it depends. Sometimes it's really packed in the afternoons. When everybody's off of school and work.
Define packed. I mean, like it's you can't find any room only?
Well, the thing is, sometimes in the mornings you could have a seat, but in the afternoon, like from 3 to 5, I mean, you're standing up and you feel
okay.
like you're in a sardine.
Okay.
I mean, you're a sardine, and I have to jump out of the bus before I start screaming and stuff like that, you know, because I was getting a panic attack. It depends on what route.
Full enough for a panic attack.
Hey, thanks, Sarah, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Now there's another reason not to have public transportation. It causes panic attacks. No, I believe that public transportation is often a good thing, but if it is, you know, if the marketplace needs buses and those sorts of things.
The market will provide.
Will provide those things.
Yeah, that's true.
There's many places. I mean, I can tell you I've seen buses.
We were
going
in San Francisco the other day, and you pointed out the bus that went by. Humongous bus with almost no one in it.
Right. I mean, you know, we were in San Francisco. Is it the fourth largest
it's
metro?
It's one of the top five, for sure.
One of the top five metros. And the bus was empty in daylight. Now,
yeah, it was the end of the day.
I don't know what it's like in every city and every town, but the majority of the ones I've been in, when I see buses, they're empty.
So a total of 508 Americans, this is according to WashingtonExaminer.com, renounced their citizenship in the second quarter of this year, according to information published by the IRS, putting the country on track to lose at least the second highest number of citizens on record. Brings the total number of expatriates for this year to 1,666, according to data published on Friday, just below the 1,795 who renounced their citizenship during the same period in 2015. So very, very close to the numbers from last year thus far.
It's not a huge amount of people, but I think that what's really important to look at here is that the vast majority of people don't renounce their citizenship. We can't get numbers for people who say, I'm just going to live in another country. And there's no reason for you to renounce your citizenship if you don't make more than $100,000 a year, because the IRS doesn't ask you, this isn't tax advice, but I think it's like $110,000 if you're married, for joint income for your household that you don't have to pay. So, if you're an American citizen living in Prague and you make $90,000, your household makes $90,000, mm-hmm. there's no particular reason why you would renounce your citizenship. Mm-hmm. But if you make $150,000 a year, then you're starting to wonder why you're paying in for things you're not using.
Right.
And the United States is, I think, the only, the United States and North Korea are the only countries that tax you if you're not on the soil. And I find this to be sort of really weird and reprehensible that you're going to tax people that aren't on your soil for, you know, just being yours. And this is why I call citizenship the new slavery. Sure, it's not as bad as slavery that has existed in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's air conditioning now.
Yeah, certainly technology is raised. But citizenship, you get to pick the job you want to have, or if you want to have one in some people's cases.
Like Sarah, she doesn't have one.
Right. You don't have to have a job if you don't. But if you're productive, then they're going to tax you. And, you know, that's it doesn't seem to matter where you are if you're a U.S. citizen. And another thing to point out is the U.S. has the highest rate as far as cost to renounce your citizenship.
That's what I was going to point out here, and that's what makes the numbers even more interesting. 2015, 2016, the highest numbers of people renouncing citizenship historically ever in the entire time they've been, you know, being tracked. And what happened back in 2014 was the administration of whatever bureaucracy does this, IRS or whoever, they increased the fee to leave from $450 to $2,350. So a multitude of times.
Apparently they don't want you to leave.
So even though the fee has like quintupled, there are more people than ever who are still leaving. So that's quite an indicator of people being dissatisfied with the way things are going here in the United States. You can share your thoughts with us at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us via our toll-free number here on this live Saturday edition of the show. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. lrn.fm is the Liberty Radio Network. It's a little internet network that we started up back in 2009 to feature other great liberty-oriented shows. And there's now an audio on-demand listen line that'll allow you to not just listen to the Liberty Radio Network, but also on-demand your favorite episodes or your the most recent episode of your favorite shows on the network, including Free Talk Live, Declare Your Independence, The Rebel Love Show, Flaming Freedom, and several more. There's nearly a dozen shows that you can select right from the main menu of the audio on-demand listen line. So I'll give you the number, and keep in mind that if you've got unlimited long distance on your calling plan, you're good to go. You can call this number and listen for as long as you like. It doesn't cost you any data because it's just a regular like voice phone number.
Yeah, that's one of the real problems with listening to audio on your phone is the data plan. And everybody's got a cap on their data. Even if they say it's unlimited data, they'll throttle you.
That's true. So, but even if you're throttled, you can still listen to our streams because we don't, you know, audio bandwidth doesn't take a whole lot up. But nonetheless, some people really like having the listen line as an option for them. For instance, here in New Hampshire, if you're out in the dead zone where there's no data whatsoever on your phone signal, then this is your only choice. 641-793-9660 is the number. You can call it 24 hours a day, you know, anytime you want. It's there for you. 641-793-9660. And a new feature that was added just within the last couple of weeks allows you to send us a voicemail. So when you call 641-793-9660, choose number 2 for Free Talk Live from the main menu anytime you want at that point. So then you're listening to the latest episode. Anytime you feel like giving us some feedback, you hit 0, you leave a message, and it's delivered to our email boxes. And we might just use it on the air. We've done it for a couple of them so far. So, again, that number, 641-793-9660 for the Free Talk Live LRN.FM audio on-demand listen line. As we go to your calls and thoughts, in this case, we're going to Skype, where David is on the line calling from Raleigh, North Carolina. Hey, David.
Hey, good evening. So, two things. The first thing is, Mark, you should definitely change your radio persona name back to Manwich.
What do you think ConAgra Foods will think about that?
Yeah, not really. I mean, that was sort of apropos. You know, me and my wife were watching the live stream on YouTube on the TV, and she was like, oh, that guy's pretty attractive, and we got to talk about the, you know, Free Talk Live of yore, I guess, at this point, right? And we're laughing like, yeah, definitely. He needs to change it back to Manwich.
Man Sandwich. There's no doubt about it.
So you're referring to Mark's original name from way back in the day. I think you changed
We've
it
been
in like
on the air for 14 years.
When did you change it? 05? Was it before we left Florida?
Yeah.
I think it was before we left Florida. And so we started the show in 2002. You changed it after Ted Anderson from the Genesis Communications Network, the president of the network, suggested it to us that it would be a good idea.
I think he was right.
We had not been threatened by ConAgra Foods or Heinz or whoever it is that owns that. But it's a possibility that they might.
That's sort of kind of, you know, walking a thin line. Understood. But anyways, we thought that was funny. The second thing I wanted to bring up just really quick is
we could call him Man Bitch, and then it wouldn't
nice.
Be
funny. You can't say that all the time on the radio.
The second thing I want to bring up is, everybody that's watching the live stream, hitting up the podcast, listening to it daily like myself, where else are you going to get live content on a Saturday night? I know there's like 12 other people watching this live stream other than me. What is it? amp.freetalklive.com.
Yep, that's right.
Go to it, donate, give some value for value.
Well, thank you for that. And you're right. There is a real dearth of available content on Saturday nights.
As far as the radio goes.
In the radio business. Very, very few shows out there that
are live. 6 hours on Saturdays and Sundays that Free Talk Live's on, I looked at this up at one point. This may not be entirely accurate at this moment, but it was at one point. Of the 6 hours that were on Saturday and Sunday evenings, 3 of them, we were the only live call-in shows nationally syndicated in America.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a value for me. And I mean, I know I went, a hot minute without donating. It wasn't like I didn't get value out of it, but you know, I just had to hear it one more time, you know, from someone to say, get out there and donate. And finally, like that dim bulb in my head clicked on and I was like, you know what? I should go donate, because I'm getting value. And, so I want to give some value back. But, I mean, I really appreciate it. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, David, for your call tonight. I appreciate that. He's talking about the AMP program, which you can go to amp.freetalklive.com, $5 a month. It really helps us promote the show, market the show. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, to promote the show to other radio stations. So hopefully we can get more than 200. We've got 170-plus right now. We'd love to have 200, 300, 400 stations.
Right. This isn't paychecks. You are not buying, you know, not buying my kid a new iPad. This simply goes to Advertise, Market, and Promote Free Talk Live.
So, we're talking about people leaving the United States, record numbers over the last 2 years, and that's despite the fact that the U.S. government has more than quadrupled, close to quintupled, the amount, the cost of actually legally renouncing one's citizenship. People are leaving in droves anyway.
I think that's insignificant. People are.
You think it's insignificant to go from $400 to over $2,300?
Yeah, I think that generally, maybe I'm wrong here, Ian, but I think that most of the people that are leaving for, because they, the tax situation is burdensome in the United States. That because they, the United States is the only country effectively in the world that charges you taxes and taxes your income when you're not inside the borders of the country. But that's only true if you're making over $110,000 for household income if you're married, and it's some less than that. I don't know. I'm not a tax attorney, and I'm not qualified to say, but it's some relatively large amount more than most Americans are making. So my guess is, and this is me, just me speculating.
Yeah, they didn't ask them, at least they don't tell us why they're leaving.
Right, so is the reason they're giving up their citizenship is like, this isn't worth it from a tax standpoint. So the $2,300 isn't that big of a deal. However, there's an exit tax, and they're probably not going to mention that in this article.
You mean on top of the fee?
On top of the fee, there's this tax that is basically half of your net worth.
Whoa.
And then you have to figure out whether or not it's worth it to your mind in that way.
See, now, I think it makes more sense to just leave and never talk to them again. Because if you don't want to come back to the United States, there's very little they can actually do.
But coming back to the United States, if you're leaving, if you're giving up your citizenship, the chances are good that some of your family lives here.
Yeah, I understand that.
There's some pretty cool places to visit.
No doubt. No
doubt. Roger Ver, who's big in the Bitcoin sphere, he renounced his citizenship, but he has family in California, and he wants to come to the U.S. for conventions and things like that. Just because you don't want to be a U.S. citizen doesn't mean you don't want to come to the United States.
Yeah, I understand that, in which case they're going to extract a bunch of money from
you.
Yes,
they are.
And Roger Ver had to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to go through that process. So I don't know about you, but I'm not interested in enriching the federal government at all. So I wouldn't want to go through that. I would much rather just, quietly leave. And if you can quietly come back, then that's fine without getting arrested. I don't know what the risks are of that. But, it's interesting here. There's a story Daryl sent to us that's related about how the United States, of all of the countries in the world, has the highest fee to renounce citizenship.
Yeah.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us and bring up whatever's on your mind. Maybe, some people just want to leave because it's a police state. Maybe they just don't want to be part of this anymore. Maybe they don't want to risk their kid being arrested, like a 13-year-old who was recently arrested for burping in school. I used to do that stuff all the time. Apparently it's now a crime in the United States. It's Free Talk Live.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, the principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. And you can join us toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We've got a website. You can go there. You can get interactive. You can enjoy the features completely free. The front page of the site is a Reddit-based site, which means that you can vote on different news articles, maybe YouTube videos, cool stuff, fun stuff, outrageous news, whatever it is you want to post. You can post content, and you can vote on other people's posted content there. And then we might use some of that content on the air. So go and get interactive for free over at freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, where we've got Mark in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hello, Mark.
Hello. I have an interesting thought that would be kind of neat to look at, is to see what percentage of people were leaving Illinois when Obama decided to put his footprint on Illinois, and then 4 years or 8 years into Illinois as he was out there, what the increase of people were that left Illinois, and I'm one of them, and see if there's a similar correlation to if there's a correlation to the United States when he came into office and where he's finishing up 8 years later, if there's a similar increase in people leaving the other country. That would be
Can you really accurately track how many people are leaving a state?
Yeah, you can. So there's a interactive map out there that allow you to look from county to county where people are moving.
How do they figure that out? Is it car registrations or something like that, or driver's licensing? And because, you know, when you go from one state to another, you don't necessarily give notice to the old state, like, see you later, we're leaving.
You know what? Here you go. I'm sure the IRS knows, and here's why. I left Michigan to move to Indiana, and because my real estate year and a half, and because I was stuck with this house and I had two residences, and then I moved in because they left out of state, the state, the tax system is just nailing me. It's like an extra $800 it cost me because I left the state. I couldn't freaking believe it.
So yeah, that's interesting.
It does cost more to live in some states.
Well, and it would make sense that the IRS would know, and that might be a place where they
could get
that.
Credit reporting agencies? I mean, come on.
It's a state tax, not the IRS. It was the Michigan state are going to tax me because I left the state. So, therefore, that means the taxes, the state knows if you left their state or not.
Thanks for sharing that.
Thank you for leaving. Yeah, no problem.
Appreciate it, Mark. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The United States, the number one of all of the countries around the world in the highest price for renunciation of citizenship. It is $2,350. It's been raised 422% as of 2014, which I guess prior to that, it wasn't the number one country in the world. It would have been in the top five. But right now it's number one, and the second place is Jamaica at over $1,000, just over $1,000. Egypt in number three at $800. Sierra Leone, $663. Ain't no one in Sierra Leone can afford that.
Not too many.
Poland at $404.95. That rounds out.
It's a fraction of what the U.S. is.
Yeah, your top five. All the way down the bottom of the list, it costs nothing to renounce your citizenship in Ireland, Japan, South Africa, and Sweden.
Those are nations that are confident in their ability to retain citizens, I guess.
In certain other countries, you can't possibly renounce your citizenship, say, Venezuela or Cuba, for instance.
It's just not possible.
But that doesn't mean that you can't escape. As we've reported recently, there are a number of people who've been escaping across the Colombian border from Venezuela to get the hell out of that hellhole.
They have a much harder time controlling your body. The United States State Department has worked tirelessly for the last few decades to cause other countries around the world to make it difficult to move across borders, funding border patrols and customs agencies around the world. And it's their intention for you to stay on your little section. Now, I don't think they're going to do that for states in the United States, although I'm sure people in Florida would love for the rest of you to stop coming. They definitely want countries to stay within countries. And this is just the whole flag thinking paradigm.
In an astounding decision, this is, unrelated, but just absolutely outrageous, a federal appeals court has ruled, and this is according to copblock.org, that it was acceptable for an officer to arrest a 13-year-old 7th grader for burping at a New Mexico middle school. Yes, according to a lawsuit filed in the case, the unidentified teen was arrested on May 11, 2011, at Cleveland Middle School in Albuquerque after he, quote, burped audibly, unquote, in his physical education class and was taken to a juvenile detention facility in handcuffs.
They took a kid to juvie. For burping.
That's right. School officials, well, that's because they couldn't take him to prison.
It's school officials have lost the ability to handle their classrooms, and police aren't going to give it back to them. I mean, it's ludicrous.
They said the boy interrupted the class.
If you need cops to control your classroom, you've got a real problem. This is why government education doesn't work. The teachers can't even control burping kids.
So, school officials say he interrupted the class by fake burping repeatedly until the teacher sent him into the hall, where he continued to interrupt by sticking his head back into the classroom and burping again.
Look, I don't support this at all, and I understand why the teacher was frustrated, but again, if you need police to control your classroom, you've got a fundamental problem with your organization. I mean, the fact is that these organizations, and tell me how this is not an accurate description, middle class, welfare, babysitting day prisons. That's what these things are. They're teaching kids the same thing that they learned up through kindergarten through sixth grade, decades ago. They now stretch out to 12th grade, and once the Democrats get their way, they'll stretch it to 16th grade, and they'll still not know anything more. They'll just be baby children, adult children for longer periods of time.
Right. There's the helicopter parenting, and there's a lot of people who believe that young people should be kept as innocent and childlike for as long as they possibly can.
Yeah, and they think that somehow school does helps with that. You know, the place that they go to learn to cut.
Well, it does help with that to some extent because it keeps them out of the real world.
It keeps them from learning to think.
Right. It keeps them from learning to think. It keeps them from learning from others, from adults, from, you know, people who are not all the same age. Anyway, instead of sending the boy to the principal's office, the teacher called the Albuquerque police. Officer Arthur Acosta, who was assigned to the school as the resource officer. Acosta brought the teen to the school's office and then placed him under arrest for violating New Mexico's school disruption law. Yes, it is a misdemeanor in New Mexico to, quote, disrupt, impair, interfere with, or obstruct the lawful mission, processes, procedures, or functions of a public or private school, unquote. The boy was never officially charged, however, and was released that same afternoon from the detention facility into the custody of his mother. Criminalizing the burping of a 13-year-old boy serves no governmental purpose, said the lawsuit. Burping is not a serious disruption. A threat of danger was never an issue. The suit alleged the boy was falsely arrested and denied his due process rights when he was suspended for the remainder of the school year. Naming the principal, assistant principal, and the officer, the lawsuit was filed pursuant to the Civil Rights Statute, Section 1983, which stipulates that in order to proceed against a public official, it must be shown the official acted in violation of clearly established law.
Expulsion's probably the best thing that could happen to this kid, frankly.
Over burping?
Well, no, I mean, that. Look, you think this school is, what's it doing? It's a middle-class welfare babysitting day prison. That's what it's for. He might actually go to some other school and learn something.
Oh, I see what you mean. It's the best thing from his perspective that could happen.
Right. Okay, maybe he'll go get a job and learn something.
The government prohibits 13-year-olds from getting jobs.
Is it 13? I worked at 12 from 12 on.
That must not have been legal, or maybe it was when
it wasn't legal, but you can still do it.
In the majority,
you can do it in agricultural positions. You can work legally under the age of 16 or whatever.
In the majority of these cases, officials attempt to assert qualified immunity, which protects them from liability if their actions are deemed to be in line with what a reasonable official would have believed to be lawful at the time. And in federal district court, such a defense was made by the school officials and Officer Acosta. And because the New Mexico law makes it a crime to disrupt school procedures, the arrest was ruled acceptable. The court backed up the cop for arresting this teenager, this young teenager, over burping in New Mexico. How many of us would have also been arrested for some of the things we did in school?
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-930-9765. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-930-9765. 1-800-930-9765.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here. In the remaining moments, we might have time for you at 855-450-FREE or Skype in at Skype username LRN.FM. It's Ian and Mark here, and also want to make sure you know about Arcade City. It's getting ready to launch, hopefully, their new app toward the end of August. Arcade City is promising to decentralize ride-sharing even further, to get away from these mega-corporations like Uber and Lyft and put the power and the control in the hands of the drivers and the riders, allowing drivers to make their own decisions about what to charge and how to charge, what sort of payment methods to accept. It's very, very exciting. Arcade City is being created by Christopher David, who's a friend of the show, a liberty activist from New Hampshire. He's actually currently in Austin, has been there for a few weeks. They're planning on launching first in Austin, Texas, because Uber and Lyft have left Austin, Texas. And it's been very exciting to watch what's been going on with Arcade City. You can sign up to ride or drive by going to arcade.freetalklive.com. The app is expected to launch in late August. And if it's anything like what the discussion we heard at the decentralization conference is promising to be, it's going to be very, very cool. Arcade.freetalklive.com. Go there, get signed up, and you'll be informed when you can download the app. That's arcade.freetalklive.com. As we go back to your phone calls and thoughts, it's Dave in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hello, hippies.
Hey, hey Dave.
I was watching the Jason Bourne movie, which...
Which
one? Pathetic.
Aren't there a few?
The latest one.
Oh, yeah, okay. I haven't seen it yet, but I really like them.
Well, this one was kind of lame.
Okay.
And they set it up for another lame one. They get lamer, is that word?
All right.
On the way
it's
out.
Hard
anyway.
To compete with that first one.
The first one was badass.
Right.
Can I say that on the air?
Yeah. You just did.
How a guy surfs on a dead guy down four flights. That was pretty cool.
I don't remember it.
I'm watching it, and at one point in the movie, this guy who starts a software company is announcing to this audience of techies this new thing, and everybody there is just hypersensitive about their online privacy. And the whole time I'm thinking, you know, knowing the demographic, probably 80% of these people sitting in this audience probably voted for Obama once, probably twice. My question is this, how in the hell do some of these young people whine and cry and bitch and moan about their online privacy and yet support Obamacare.
Because Obamacare has so much information and gives it to the government?
Is anybody principled anymore?
Yeah, I get it.
Let's go to Texas.
Well, you're gonna have the ACA in Texas too, unless you now you can opt out with things like Liberty Health Share or health sharing organizations. You can go to libertyhealthshare.org, and you don't have to turn over all your information that way.
I know, but I'm always looking at things, you know, from way outside in the
in the
weeds, and we still have this comprehensive fascist lean on every American. And you were talking about secession. Every time you guys say secession, I'm listening. I think Texas. It just happens.
Yep, Texas is got a very healthy secession movement.
Let's continue here. We've got Carl. He's also in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC. Hello, Carl.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, you're on the air. Good.
Question. I just wanted to know your guys' thoughts on the tie between Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Tim Kaine, and Hillary. I suppose, didn't put the chips together and put the cards together and pay attention to that. And obviously there's collusion between Hillary and everybody that ends up, close to her. But I'm just wondering what your guys' opinion is on how.
Okay, so you're referring to the names. Hillary Clinton, pretty much everyone knows who that is. Tim Kaine is her running mate as the vice presidential
candidate. He's the potential vice president of the United States.
And wasn't he the former Democratic National Committee chairperson?
Right.
So he got,
until 2011.
Yeah, so he got in good that way. And then this Debbie Wasserman Schultz was the chairperson until last weekend.
Right. She worked for the Clinton campaign beforehand.
In 2008, yes.
In 2008. She then gets named as the chair of the DNC. Kaine has to step down.
He named her. He put her
recommended
up.
Her.
He nominated her, yes.
And then she steps down after the email scandal, after 20,000 emails were released from the DNC by WikiLeaks. She stepped down that same weekend and then was immediately
picked back up by the Clinton campaign.
Chosen as the honorary campaign manager, basically, for the Hillary Clinton campaign. So, yes, it's a little incestuous bunch.
Right. And I pay attention to as much as I can, and that literally screams out more than any other of the situations that I've. It's just so bad, and the whole tie with Bernie let them didn't praise her necessarily, but I just feel so,
he endorsed her.
He's
so
pathetic,
dirty.
Right?
I mean, for all the talk about how bad Hillary was and how establishment she was, Bernie rolled over just like he was supposed to.
Right. Ron Paul stood against the Republican the Republican establishment in 2008 and 2012, and he never endorsed their candidates. And then Bernie comes out, and he looks all revolutionary, too, and all kinds of people get behind him, and then he goes in and endorses the candidate. I understand, why he would choose to do it. There's all kinds of reasons. People seem to feel very bad for him and that kind of thing, but, He didn't show the fortitude that Ron Paul did.
Well, this is what happens when people sort of tie their hopes to one man. Bernie was promoting his campaign platform or whatever the campaign motto was, a political revolution. As though as though your revolution needs to be tied to this one person. Well, now that Bernie's out, what happened to the political revolution?
Many of them moved on to Jill Stein. I wouldn't say I think many of them have moved on to Jill Stein. You'll find more people vote for the Green Party candidate than have ever voted for the Green Party candidate.
Will more people vote for the Green Party candidate than the Libertarian candidate?
I suspect the Libertarian
win. That's the next question. Can the Libertarian? How do you guys feel about Gary, let alone Jill Stein? Is it still going to be a wasted vote?
No, it's never a wasted vote to vote for someone that holds closer to your beliefs than one of the two major parties. Carl, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Let's talk
Gary
to Joe.
Gary Johnson will win if a majority of people in a given state vote for him.
Let's talk to Joe. He's calling from an undisclosed location. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing?
Good.
I've been listening to your show all night.
And people were calling in saying that New York is going to separate, or California into six states. Well, I'm mostly concerned about New York because I like upstate New York. Now, when could this happen?
That To have an in-state secession, to have upstate New York, say, leave the state? It's not going to happen anytime soon because you don't have any real movement for it. Presuming that's where you're calling from.
Could it be 5 years or...
highly doubt that. There have been secession movements in surrounding areas like Vermont for many years, and they haven't. While they did run some candidates a few years ago, and one of them did get a decent amount of votes, they're still working towards it. It takes a lot of effort. We've got a big educational effort ahead of us if we want to see anyone secede, any state to secede. We've got to convince another, at least. Probably 50% of people, or 40% or so of the people, to support this.
If you want more freedom and you like upstate New York, move to New Hampshire.
If you want more freedom,
New Hampshire too. But let me ask you another question. Can I ask you a question?
I think you also have to want other people to be free, Mark, because some people want freedom for themselves, but they don't want other people to be free. So I would only invite people here to New Hampshire who actually support liberty for everyone, everyone who is peaceful and not necessarily people that just want freedom for themselves. Go ahead, Joe.
All right. Now, another thing. Everybody's talking Hillary Clinton and all these candidates. Well, I'm a Democrat, and I've talked to many people. When Bill Clinton was president, he signed that NAFTA and all the jobs left the United States. Now, I can't see how she can claim she's going to bring them back when her husband was shipping them out.
Well, I tend to think that politicians are liars, so you might be right about that, Joe.
But also what I don't understand is how these young people who are going to college or these young people that have kids are going to look at their children's futures. But where are they going to work? Are they going to be on welfare if there's no jobs?
Well, there's austere jobs.
Yeah, if there's not enough people paying in, there won't be welfare.
Joe, we're out of time tonight. Thanks for the call, dude. I appreciate it. If you didn't get in tonight, no worries. We've got a live Sunday edition. You can join us for that tomorrow night online in the meantime.
It looks like Nader got almost 2.9 million votes in the year 2000.
Wow.
I don't know if I'm going. I think I'm ready to retract my statement that Jill Stein is going to get more than any Green Party.
See you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com. In the meantime, enjoy your weekend.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers. Software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad.